Self-marriage, when fools marry fools. The legal recognition of homoerotic unions as marriages goes by many names. Professor Anthony Eslin calls it pseudogamy, and Pastor Doug Wilson calls it same-sex mirage. Whatever you call it, don't call it marriage, because it ain't. Before same-sex faux marriage was inflicted on the nation by five black-robed miscreants, cultural regressives insisted the legal recognition of intrinsically non-marital unions as marriages would affect no one, no way, no how. Everyone with an ounce of common sense and a dollop of intelligence knew that was yet another lie. Once society formally ceases to recognize that marriage is something by jettisoning the central, most enduring constituent feature of marriage, it ceases to be anything. Or rather, it becomes an amorphous, malleable blob that can be squished into any meaningless semi-form that spiritualists, libertines, and narcissists can create. And so now we have self-marriages. Oprah, goddess and CEO of the self-loved cult, must be in, somewhere warm and cozy. For those who have been too busy serving the needs of others to have read about self-marriage, it is the newest anti-marriage fad. It entails all the trappings of a wedding without the central ingredient that gives marriage its salt, light, and beauty, a sexually complementary couple. Self-marriage is an oxymoronic, moronic, ontological cipher. Self-weddings include all the accoutrements of real weddings: invitations, wedding attire, rings, vows, bouquets, floral arrangements, food, wedding cakes, and celebrations. That is, self-celebrations. I can only guess what happens on the wedding night. Rather than committing oneself sacrificially to another who is other, celebrants commit themselves to idolatrous self-service and self-celebration. Erica Anderson is a second-time bride. This time round, she married herself. Cosmo magazine described Anderson's special day, and I quote, "On the rooftop of her Brooklyn apartment building this past spring, Erica Anderson put on a vintage-style white wedding dress, stood before a circle of her closest friends, and committed herself to herself. I choose you today," she said. Later, she tossed the bouquet to friends and downed two shots of whiskey, one for herself and one for herself. She had planned the event for weeks, sending invitations, finding the perfect dress, writing her vows, buying rosé and fresh baguettes and fruit tarts from a French bakery. For the decor, an array of shot glasses emblazoned with the words, "You and me," in each one a red rose. "It wasn't an easy decision," she'd noted on the wedding invitations. "I had cold feet for 35 years, but then I decided it was time to settle down, to get myself a whole damn apartment, to celebrate birthday number 36 by wearing an engagement ring and saying yes to me. I even made a registry because this is America," end quote. Anderson was married before, but divorced when she was 30 because she and her husband, quote, "grew apart," end quote, after college. I wonder what will happen if she and herself have similarly tenuous commitments to their marriage vows. For those brides and their beloveds who can't together manage to plan their wedding, there are even websites to help. One such website is Self-Marriage Ceremonies, on which lovers can sign up to receive premarital counseling in the form of pre-recorded inspirational messages, questionnaires, and vow writing guidance, all for a mere $200. For those who need additional guidance, Self-Marriage Ceremonies founder Dominique Yukapaz is available for private sessions at the discounted rate of $50 per two-hour session, usually $75. Yukapaz started her business in 2011 during Burning Man, an annual event that bills itself as dedicated to, quote, "community, art, self-expression, and self-reliance," end quote. I think they forgot self-love. Burning Man's motto is, quote, "a culture of possibility, a network of dreamers and doers," end quote. Someone should tell dreamer Yukapaz that it's actually not possible to marry oneself. Whereas true marriage has both personal and public meaning, self-marriage has neither. It's befitting that Self-Marriage Ceremonies got its start at Burning Man, While Burning Man was the brainchild of Larry Evans and was initially held in San Francisco, it was moved to its current location in Black Rock Desert in Nevada by John Law, who conceived of it as, quote, Dadaist temporary autonomous zone. Dadaism was a post-World War I rebellious, irreverent art movement that rejected aesthetically pleasing imagery, convention, logic, and reason. Instead, Dadaist artists valued nonsense, irrationality, and anti-bourgeois protest. Though the self-marriage movement is utterly nonsensical and irrational, a visit to the I Married Me website would make Dadaists and Jack Handy cringe. Here are some of the deep thoughts Marcel Duchamp and Jack Handy would find on the I Married Me website, and I quote, "You should totally marry yourself. Choose love. Hell yeah, I'm awesome. To honor myself is to understand and acknowledge that I am worthy. You are a reason to celebrate," end quote. Self-lovers can get the entire self-wedding kit and caboodle for the amazing bargain basement price of $230. Imagine that. All it costs to celebrate your solemn commitment to and celebration of yourself is 230 smackers. Forget those starving children in Sudan. You'll be contributing so much more to the world if you spend $230, well, plus the cost of the actual ceremony and reception, if you marry yourself. Dada artist Francis Picabia offered this description of Dadaism. Dada smells of nothing. It is nothing, 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 end quote. The same could be said about self-marriage. While these non-marriages are intended to exalt the self, in reality, engaging such empty, nonsensical rituals that mock true marriage reflect the irrational and self-abasing nature of our anti-culture.